Well, let's bang this one out because I'm ready to literally just sign off and say you guys do it.
All right, ready? Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. I'm Shane and I'm here with Charles, Christopher, John, and Brandon. It is Wednesday's Wins and Whiffs of the Week. Thanks very much for joining us for another episode. We put them out every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time to show you our new collectibles that we scored this past week. And occasionally we'll have a big whiff to share with you, a strikeout somewhere in the collecting hobby, so tune in for that. We also have our regular podcast episodes every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and we will be doing a live stream at least once a month going forward. That will typically be at 9 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. So hang with us here on YouTube by subscribing to the channel. Hit that bell icon to be notified of new content, and we will see you here every Wednesday and Sunday, and some additional videos will be put out throughout the week as well. Unboxings, collectible, revealings, toy hunts, things of that nature. So look for that stuff as well. What's up, guys? Welcome to Wins and Whiffs.
What's up, man?
Howdy. Hey, good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. How were the accommodations in the green room, John? Did the snacks that I put out and the swag bag, was that good?
We ran out of Skittles. I'm thinking that it was the Wildminster Brothers.
Yeah.
The animal.
Yeah.
Not huge on Skittles. Starburst, I am.
Oh, those are so hard to chew.
I like Skittles.
Skittles are delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll get Starburst for next week if you'll promise to be back, Charles.
Probably not. Good.
All right. Well. All right, guys. So what's been going on this past week? Anything crazy? Anything new, fresh? John, lots. How's the store going?
Lots.
Yeah,
it's going pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Could be better, of course. You know. But
yeah.
Did you kick off your rewards program?
We did kick off our rewards program, and nice. If you sign on to shopthevaultonline.com, there's a spinny wheel of rewards that you can choose first. You get like 10% off or $5 off or whatever. Just click it, spins, and it gives you the reward. And then we have a rewards program. Charles is about to.
Do you have Legos?
Not currently, no.
Charles, I believe it's pronounced Lego.
Yeah.
He's such a novice Lego collector. He doesn't know
yet. Legos
because John wants me to say Lego so bad that I won't do it.
Charles hates this segment so much because it's people saying hello to each other, and then it's John advertising his store, even though I prompted him. It wasn't John's idea.
He's got to pay.
Charles wants a royalty so bad.
Got to pay the piper.
I pay in sweat equity for this show.
It was a yes. It was a yes or no question.
But yes, the rewards program is up and running. That's so great. Every dollar you spend, you get a point, and then you get certain levels, you get so much off of your order and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
I didn't know about that. It's actually really cool.
So, Chris, what's going on over there in Jefferyland?
Jeffrey is back. High demand. Yeah. He was gone for a couple episodes. I thought people were over him. I thought they didn't want to see it, but apparently...
Right.
They want him and not me. So
you thought they were over him. It turned out they were over the moon for him.
They were over the moon. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. We're going to jump right in and get to the meat of the program, and that is the wins of the week. Brandon, I'm going to call you out first. We're going to start from left coast to right coast. Brandon, what is your win of the week?
Left coast.
Left coast this week. As you all know, I do collect autographs, and I had a opportunity to complete a poster this weekend, or should I say Friday, I went up to Portland for the Fan Expo in Portland and got to meet and have Michael J. Fox sign my
Back
to the Future 3 poster that I've been missing him on for quite some time. So
the life.
What?
That's amazing.
The life.
Did you guys know he was up in Portland?
Yeah, he told every one of us.
Jeez. I'm not including in him. That chat.
Portland, Maine?
Oregon.
Oh.
Michael J. Fox, Tom Wilson, Christopher Lloyd, the cast of Back to the Future was there. So,
who cares?
I think it's pretty awesome.
Sorry.
Were you there by yourself or did your family go?
No, I just went up for the day myself. Nice. So that's my win of the week. Got to do that. Charles doesn't care, obviously.
If you have an event,
Charles
Brandon will attend it.
Charles doesn't even know who Michael J. Fox is, apparently. So,
no, that's amazing.
I know who he is. If he signed something that I had, wouldn't care. I don't want his signature. I could care less about it. Honestly,
I think it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I love Michael J. Fox.
I love Back to the Future.
Yeah, it's a great movie franchise, and I mean, he's struggling with Parkinson's, obviously.
Yeah.
But he was well enough to do like a interview on stage and pictures and autographs for, you know, thousands of people. So,
wow. I mean, it's been a long time now that he revealed that he has that, but I'm always marveled by him because my grandmother had it. So, he's amazing.
He's raised over $1 billion for Parkinson's research and done well with that. Yeah,
it's pretty inspiring that he does what he does and raises the money.
The strength that guy has to keep going every day and embrace the suck, I guess, and try to make things better for other people. And inspiration is definitely something he aims for. So it was good to see the guy and to meet him and, you know, get his autograph.
So what is that interaction like? Do you get to chat with him for 2 seconds or is it?
The only interaction you get really is if you are getting a photo op with him. It's very quick.
Yeah.
You can say, "Hey, Michael," you know, whatever. And usually he interacts better with children that are, you know, dressed like Marty McFly.
Yeah,
it's cool. Nice to see the kids and all that.
Were you in your Teen Wolf cosplay?
Letting my back hair hang out? No. The autograph line is a conveyor belt, you know?
Yeah.
That man is a machine, and I think once he gets in the groove and signs, he just keeps signing, you know, because he's got limited time that he can be on his feet or, you know, sitting down or whatever, so...
I bet you he has limited time that he can really motor through those signatures. I mean, I don't know what his life is like, but I've seen it in person and there's times where your body shuts down and you can't do anything. So,
well, he was very good about, I got a photo op with it too. And I waited in the line and he was very good about retaking the photo if he was shaking or, you know, wasn't looking at the camera interacting correctly for the photo. He wanted to make sure everybody had a good photo and he wasn't, you know, having issues or anything like that. So
nice. I have no knowledge cause I wasn't there, but I mean, I consider him a pretty huge star. Like I got to believe, out of whoever might've been there or who could ever give autographs, like his line's got to be up there. I mean,
his line was ridiculous. Christopher Lloyd was probably the next ridiculous. You had Anthony Daniels was there. Carl Weathers was there. Ooh. Katie Sackhoff, who plays Bo-Katan, was there. The people from The Office, the cast from The Office was there.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of William Shatner. The guy that played Data, whatever his name is, Brent Spiner, I think is his name.
Yeah. Okay.
You got all older autographs or?
No.
Oh, okay.
those are the people that were just there signing autographs, and it was a convention too, so there was people selling stuff and, you know, nothing but pop and other stuff. Very little vintage there, but
Brandon talks about, you know, the conveyor belt for signatures. That's Brandon. When every event comes around, he is like a conveyor belt.
He's on a conveyor belt.
He is just at every one of them, pumping through all of them. My God.
He needs a conveyor belt to get him to the next celebrity as fast as he can.
Who's retired? William
Shatner. He's like 92 now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in his 90s.
He's like 93. Yeah. William Shatner. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he
still
was
looks
at,
awesome.
He was at San Diego Comic-Con as well. And now he's at this thing in Portland, and he is in his 90s, but the guy does not look it. And he is like,
he's a machine.
He does talk shows, everything. And the way he talks and interacts, honestly, he interacts better than I do at 40.
Yeah, I've heard him on Stern a bunch of times over the years. You know, I mean, even like in the last, 10 years when he was already up there in age. I mean, he's still pretty damn sharp.
History Channel or Discovery Channel. He does the Unexplained show.
Does a lot of stuff. Yeah, he does a lot of stuff.
You wonder what the drive is. Is it the drive to just still be in some version of the limelight, or is he just motivated to leave as much behind for his family as he can? Who knows? Maybe it's a combination, but if he loves doing it, good for him. I've heard you know, a lot of things about him, but
some of these people sign for charity. They donate all their proceeds to charity. You know, I don't know how much his signature was. Michael J. Fox was pretty reasonable compared to like a Harrison Ford, but Harrison Ford donates everything to charity. So, you know, he charged a lot of money, but everything gets sent to charity. Michael J. Fox probably donates a lot to
his foundation
and stuff. So
that reminds me of somebody like Alec Baldwin. He did years ago those Capital One commercials, and he took all the income that he got from those and donated 100% of it. Like, he only did the commercials to support the charity that he was supporting. So that's pretty cool. All right, let's go to Chris. You had your hand raised.
I thought we were going on from west to east.
Oh, well,
whatever.
That's true. You're as far east as we. All right, so John, I think you are less east than me.
I'm more westerly, yes.
Yes.
More westerly.
I guess it's pretty
he's
cool.
He's so more westerly than us.
I don't really collect these. I haven't really collected any of them, but I thought this was really cool. Haley, actually, Jennifer's daughter, Haley, picked it up for me. But I got one of the Luke Skywalker prototype figures.
Open it.
No, I think I'm gonna leave it in because it's got that that package. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do like the packaging. Now, that's the same. I don't know if it's
the prototype snowspeeder pilot.
It's a very similar packaging to the Black Series Luke X-Wing, the Celebration exclusive. Or was it San Diego Comic Con? I forget which one between that.
Yeah,
and
the
Boba
Darth Vader prototype.
Darth Vader prototype, the Chewbacca, the Stormtrooper, and Boba Fett all are.
Yeah, I think those are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back.
Nice. I'm not up on those in terms of like how hard they are to get and what they sell for after release.
Some of them are pricey, right? Cool. You can't find them in the stores. The most expensive one is the Darth Vader that was sold at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I have that one graded.
I bought a case of them at Comic-Con. So.
Of course you did.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Drawer number 62.
You bought a case of them?
Yeah. There was only like 8 or 10 in a case. I don't know.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, so moving east, that would be me, I guess. You. Yeah, I have one that I was excited to share with you guys. This is the first one of these I have. It's not perfect by any means, but I now have a Lily Letty card back.
Nice.
So I was really excited to get this. You know, I wish the name was a little bit nicer? Yeah, but the litho is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so the logo is really nice.
Very nice. Yeah, it's very nice.
And it is the positive card back.
Oh, nice.
So maybe at some point I'll be on the lookout for the negative card back. For anybody who doesn't know, I'm not sure when and why, but they did one where it's, you know, black ink on the cardboard, which is the positive, and then they did one where the back is covered in black ink and, you know, the reverse, you know, the figures are either in white or, you know, negative card back. So, yeah, so really excited about this. Of course, it's got the hole there, which is indicative of the Lily Letty card backs or the Made in Mexico card backs. So I'll be displaying this with my Lily Letty complete figure. I would like to get into getting some acrylics. And so this would be a perfect setup for one of those that I've seen Charles use a lot, with the Boba Fetts and such, the acrylic that can do the loose complete figure and the card back behind it. So I'd like to get one of those. But that's my win of the week. It was about $100.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
So I don't know that I necessarily had a feeling for whether it was great or not, but I know that they go for a good penny, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Yeah,
well, a prune face one could go for a couple $100 if it's in good condition. So
yeah,
Leia Bush is definitely more popular than prune face.
And when I see them, I guess one way you can go about it too is if the rare times you come across a listing for a Lily Letty mock, you know, sealed, mm-hmm. The Leia one is super expensive. It's like $5,000 or $6,000. So, you know, I've seen some of them that are a lot less, and I've seen, you know, some that'll surprise you, maybe because they're harder to find. I don't know. But all right. So moving out. So now, Charles, Chris, who lives closer to the city?
It'd be Chris.
It'd be me.
Okay. Chris?
I can go now, Charles? Is it okay?
You're up with your win of the week.
I can go?
I mean, that's where your house is, so yeah, I guess so.
Okay, I just want to make sure that it's okay with you, because you seem to have a lot of complaints about everything. So again, for me, my win this week, I don't have anything here to show you, but I did buy a very large, loose-graded collection from, it was a friend of a friend who reached out to me, so thank you to my friend, he knows who that is, for getting me in touch with the seller, and that's the items I've been listing on the page right now. It was, I don't even know, like 100 loose graded items, bunch of really nice stuff, high grade, mainly AFA. So Rogue Five Toys, sales all week, every day. Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. And John, if you could throw some of those photos up, maybe if you have, then we're already looking at them, but you have some photos of the collection just to illustrate to the folks. That'd be great.
Hey, John, when you're in between your four jobs, if you could just place those photos in right exactly where Shane said, that'd be great.
Okay.
Or you could just send the whole project over to Charles because he's the new editor, junior editor.
Yeah, I know him better.
I don't do full episodes. I don't do them.
All right, so now we're moving as far out east as we can within this these five idiots. Charles, what's your win of the week?
My win of the week is,
oh my god, look at all those Legos in the back.
My win of the week is also an investment for your life, your lifetime.
Everyone tune off.
Are you selling timeshares?
No.
He's selling his timeshare.
It's going to be this. It's the Republic Fighter Tank. This is, I don't want to say it's an exclusive for Target because like Walmart sells it, but at Target, this is $39.99. It is completely sold out wherever you go. I think Walmart sells it for 60 something. So does Amazon. You get three clones. And Mace Windu. This is an investment. I have 24 of these. 24. They will be worth a lot of money. I'm telling you, they will be worth a lot of money.
This reminds me of the time when Charles sent in 24 trash monsters to get graded at CAS. And how did that go for you?
Oh, how did that go for me?
Yeah.
I sent in 24 trash monsters that I paid $50 for, and then I paid $50 to grade it. So yeah. Did I sell every one for over $100? Ding! Correct. So this is the next Lego. If you're going to buy one, it's going to be this one.
All right. Get your investment hats on, folks.
Yeah, this is a new segment of the show. It's going to be called Investing with Charles.
New segment. Trust me.
We will update you. We no longer have Charles Wildminster on the show. We're now going to call him Charles Schwab. I'm going to show you where to place all of your money.
Investing with Schwab.
All right, very good. I think we got everybody. Lego, those are our wins of the week. What's that, John?
Lego, it's the wave of the future.
Yeah, it's a new wave. You guys are going to hear about it soon. It's called Lego.
God.
The future of investing in Lego.
Soon, Rogue Five Toys will be your Lego
go-to. Oh,
your Lego headquarters.
Lego headquarters.
Because as the famous King Lord John Walden said, we need to expand.
Diversify.
Charles expanded into turtles, and look where that got him. He got him broken mocks in his closet.
I thought your one of the week is going to be the display cases that you bought from your brother.
I didn't buy those off him.
No, those are his.
I bought them at IKEA.
All right, guys. I didn't even ask the last episode. I just skipped right over it. But yeah. Do we have a whiff of the week? We're going to have to edit that. Charles had some tough run a few weeks back, but we've had some good luck lately, right?
I had two huge unboxings from CAS, and it was like 80 items total. Everything was perfect. Zero problems. Thank you, CAS.
And is it true that they included an edible arrangement in your box?
Correct.
I have one also. It was 100% perfect, and I'm supposed to get one sometime this week. So,
nice. Was it an edible arrangement or an arrangement of edibles?
I don't receive them. I only give them.
Oh.
Correct. All right, so in other words, anybody who's a fan of our channel, if you're watching now, tune into our YouTube channel, not the podcast apps. It's a visual video on YouTube of Charles's unboxings. There'll be more that will be coming out in the near future as these come in. So check those out. There's a couple of new videos that have been up over the last week or two. And that's all I kind of got. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube. We have our Wednesday episodes here only on YouTube. We also have our podcast episodes that are topic based. You can listen to those on any of the apps, and we have other videos that come out throughout the week. We're going to do one live stream here on YouTube per month, and we will incorporate some giveaways here and there over the months, so please stay tuned for that. And come on back and see the next episode. We'll be here on Wednesday again for our next collectibles, and Sunday on a topic. Sound good, guys?
Great. Fantastic.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for watching Five Idiots Talking Toys. I'm Shane, John, and Brandon, Charles, and Christopher. Say thank you as well. And we'll see you next time on Five Idiots Talking Toys.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shane, for all you do.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for keeping us safe, Shane.
Bye.